हरी बोल हरी बोल भाई रे
हरी बोल हरी बोल हरी बोल भाई रे
हरी बोल हरी बोल हरी बोल भाई रे
हरी बोल हरी बोल हरी बोल भाई रे
हरी नाम अन्यत गौर निताई रे
हरी नाम
মোদের দুঃখ দেখে রে মোদের দুঃখ দেখে রে
মোদের দুঃখ দেখে রে
মোদের দুঃখ দেখে রে মোদের দুঃখ দেখে রে
মোদের
নামে শুদ্ধ হল জগাই মা দাই রে
হরি নামে শুদ্ধ হল জগাই মা
দাই রে হরি নামে শুদ্ধ হল জগাই মা দাই রে
হরি নামে শুদ্ধ হল জগাই মা
দাই রে বড় পাপী ছিল রে বড় পাপী ছিল রে
বড় পাপী ছিল রে
বড় পাপী ছিল রে বড় পাপী ছিল
বড় পাপী ছিল বড় পাপী ছিল
হরি নামে শুদ্ধ হল জগাই মা দাই রে
হরি নামে শুদ্ধ হল জগাই
মিছে মায়াবদ্ধ হয় জীবন কাটাই রে
মিছে মায়াবদ্ধ
সে মায়াবদ্ধ জীবন কাটাই রে
সে মায়াবদ্ধ জীবন কাটাই রে
আমি আমার বলো রে আমি আমার বলো রে
আমি আমার বলো রে আমি আমার বলো রে
আমি আমার বলো রে আমি আমার বলো রে
আমি আমার বলো রে
আশা বসে ঘুরে ঘুরে আর কোথা যাই রে
আশা বসে
আশা বসে ঘুরে ঘুরে আর কোথা যাই রে
আশা বসে ঘুরে
আশার শেষ নাই রে আশার শেষ নাই
আশার শেষ নাই রে
আশার শেষ নাই রে ভোগ মুক্ত বাঞ্ছা ছাড়ি হরি নাম গাই রে
ভোগ মুক্ত বাঞ্ছা ছাড়ি হরি নাম গাই রে
ভোগ মুক্ত বাঞ্ছা ছাড়ি হরি নাম গাই রে
ভোগ মুক্ত বাঞ্ছা
ছাড়ি হরি নাম গাই রে সুখরে নিরাশরে হরি বোল দেও ভাই আশার মুখে চাই রে
হরি বোল দেও
হরি বোল দেও ভাই আশার মুখে চাই রে
হরি বোল দেও ভাই
বলে দেও ভাই আশার মুখে চাই রে নিরাসক্ত সুখ 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 রে নিরাসক্ত মুখ্যমন্ত্রী হরি নাম গাই রে
ভোগ মুখ্যমন্ত্রী
হরি নাম গাই
রে
ठाकुर महाजन महाजन जय कैसे सत्य मानी बट साधु महाजन सेस दैट इज ट्रूथ सुप्रीम ट्रूथ स्पीक्स अबाउट सुप्रीम ट्रूथ सिद्धांत कंक्लूसिव स्टेटमेंट्स इफ वी कैन हियर फ्रॉम ए साधु महाजन ऑल आवर बिल्डरमेंट इन दिस मेटेरियल वर्ल्ड विल फिनिश. No more bewilderment. We will get the clear cut vision and we can see the perfect path that we can tread and go back home, back to Godhead. So, in this song, nice song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is known as Seventh Goswami after Six Goswamis. The Goswamis wrote books, Bhakti Shastra, Sandarbhas, Thesis. Whatever siddhantas they have given, Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote nice songs. In those songs he has given all the siddhantas. All the siddhantas there in those nice songs written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Therefore he is known as Seventh Goswami. He inspired famous songs in our Gaudiya Vaishnava parampara. They are Mahajana statements and Siddhanta's conclusions. We quote it. Authority is bona fide authority. Also, Acharya, famous Acharya in our line, Gaudiya Vaishnava Parampara line. Understand? In this song, he says about how there is unlimited desires. Asar says nahire, unlimited desires. Desires means speaking about desires, mental desires. In the morning, Bhagavatam class. So I want to speak something more about it. Therefore, sung this song. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the translation is here. Right.
Oh brothers, chant Hari, chant Hari, chant Hari. Sing our unhappiness, Lord Gauranga and Lord Nithai, support the holy name. Except for the holy name, there is no other treasure for the soul. By the influence of the holy name, even Jagai and Madhai became pure, and they were both greatly sinful persons. I passed my life uselessly, bound by Maya, to the false conceptions of I and mine, wandering here and there under control of mundane desires.
Mundane desires, mental desires.
There is no end to these worldly desires.
There is no end to these mental desires. Asar sheshanahide, there is no end, unlimited. They are unlimited mental desires, do you understand? One after another, so many mental desires come, unlimited, 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 there is no limit. If you run after this fulfilling of these material desires, there is no end. Only consequences, unlimited, unlimited suffering only. Nothing else, you understand? That is also this. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Asar bose ghure ghure ar kotha jaire. Where will you go? If you run behind this, for the fulfillment of this material desires, unlimited material desires, where will you go? What is your destination? What's your destination? Asar says nahi. There is no end to it. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, yes.
O brothers, chant Hari Hari, for life in the jaws of material desire is a useless existence.
Yes.
Freedom from mundane hankerings is a platform of actual happiness.
That is actual happiness. Freedom from mundane
hankerings.
Bhoga mokhyo mansa jari hari nama gaide. What he says?
Freedom from mundane hankerings is the platform of actual happiness. Having become pure and situated in transcendence.
Bhoga mokhyo mansa jari hari nama gaide. Not correct translation. Give up the desire for bhoga and mokhya. Material enjoyment and material liberation. Bhoga mokhya. Vanchachari hurinam gaide. Give up all the desires of material enjoyment and material liberation. Do you understand? There are two witches, bhukti and mukti, two types of witches. Do you understand? If you cannot free yourself from the clutches, two witches, you cannot develop pure or complete Krishna consciousness. Do you understand? Free yourself from clutches of two witches, bhukti and mukti. Bhukti means material enjoyment, mukti means material liberation. Do you understand? There's two types of desires. Bhukti, mukti. Bhoga kamana, mukhya kamana. Desire for material enjoyment, desire for material liberation. All desires. And there are two types of witches. Do you understand? If someone cannot free himself from the two types of witches, clutches of two types of witches, he cannot develop pure Krishna consciousness or complete Krishna consciousness. He cannot go back home, back to Godhead. That Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Bhoga mukhya vancha jari hari nama gaire. You have these two types of desires, desires for material enjoyment, desire for material liberation, and completely surrender unto holy name. You understand? Completely surrender unto holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Nama Gaide. There is no difference between Nama and Nami, Avinnatva Nama Nami, no? No difference between Nama and Nami, name of Krishna and Krishna himself. No difference. Especially in this age of Kali Yuga, Krishna has incarnated himself in the form of his holy name. You understand? Kali Kale Nama Rupi Krishna Avatar. Nama Hite Hoi Sarbo Jagatanistar. Nama Vina Kali Kale Nahi Aro Dharma. Sarbo Mantra Saro Nama Ehi Shastra Marma. Vedic literature. The essence of all Vedic literature, this is Kali Kale Nama Rupi Krishna Avatar. In Kali Yuga, Krishna has incarnated himself in the form of his holy name. No other avatar in Kali Yuga. In name incarnation, do you understand? Name incarnation. At the end of Kali Yuga, Kaliki avatar will come. No more. No avatars in the meantime, do you understand? No. So many rascals are there. They say, he is avatar, I am avatar, that god, he is god. You understand? Rascals. They say, my Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, says, those who say, that he is avatar, incarnation of the god, and those who accept him as such, all of them are rascals. And beat them with shoes. Beat them with shoes, yes. No more of that. Yes. You understand? Because this is no sastric. No sastra siddhant. Kali Yuga Nam Rupi Krishna Vatar. Nam Hoite Hoi Sarbo Jagatanista. In Kali Yuga, Krishna has incarnated himself in the form of his holy name. If you take to holy name, chanting this holy name, completely surrender unto holy name, that is surrender unto Krishna. Bhoga mukhya vanchadari. Give up all these desires. Desires of material enjoyment and desires of material liberation, themselves completely surrender unto holy name and chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then Sudha Sattva Hoy. If you do like that, then the platform of Sudha Sattva, pure Sattva. That is it.
I dance in ecstasy due to the power and divine qualities of the holy name. And having given up all endeavors for insignificant material enjoyment, I obtain all these results. Thakur Bhaktivinod says, giving up all offences to the holy name, I discard the impediments to the pure chanting of the holy name.
Namer balai shade. Balai means obstacles, vigna. If your chanting is pure, chanting is offenseless, pure name is Krishna. Do you understand? Pure name is Krishna. That Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. Niraparadhya naam loile pai Krishna prema. Do you understand? Niraparadhya naam loile pai Krishna prema. That is stated. In Kali Kale naam rupi Krishna avatar naam haite hoi sarbo jagat nishta. Kali Kale naam rupi Krishna avataro
Kali Kale naam rupi Krishna avataro
naam haite hoi sarbo jagat nishtaro naam haite hoi sarbo namo vina koli kale nahi aro dharma namo vina koli kale nahi aro dharma sarva mantra saro namo ehi shastra marma sarva mantra saro namo ehi shastra marma sarva shrestho naam sankirtana tadi sarva shrestho
naam sankirtana
nirapradhi naam loile pai prema dhano নিরপরাধি নাম লইলে পাই প্রেম ধন সে কলিকালে নাম রূপী কৃষ্ণ অবতার নাম হইত সর্ব জগত নিস্তার ইন কলিযুগ কৃষ্ণ হাজ ইন কার্নেট হিমসেলফ ইন দি ফর্ম অফ হিজ হোলি নেম দিস হোলি নেম শুড স্প্রেড থ্রু আউট দি ওয়ার্ল্ড ইফ ইট স্প্রেড অফ দি ডিভোটিজ অফ গৌরাঙ্গ মহাপুরুষ বৈষ্ণবস That's only mission or business is to spread this chanting of holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. A whole world will take to chanting this holy name, surrender unto holy name, whole world will be delivered, no more. Material world. The whole material world will be elevated to the Vaikuntha planet. That's the fact, do you understand? Na kalikale nama vina. Kalika, nama vina kalikale nayaro dharma. Swaro mantra sara nama is shastra marma. In Kali Yuga no other dharma is there. Haran nama, nami va kevalo. Kalo naste iva, naste iva, naste iva kathiranya vaisa. Upanishad says, or Veda says, there's no other way, no other way, no other way in the age of Kali. Only to take to the chanting of holy name, because holy name, name of Krishna is not different from Krishna. The sarva mantra saro, now this is the sense of all mantras, this is Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Tar madhye sarva sreshtho naam sankirtano niraparadhe naam loile paaye prem dhana. Naam sankirtana. The Naam Sankirtan is the Kali-yuga dharma. If your chanting is offenseless, is pure, then you will get Krishna. Your name is Krishna. You will get Krishna prema. Mukhya pathe jiva paaye Krishna prema dhana. Niraparadhe naam loile paaye prema dhana. This Chaitanya Charitamrita. So if your chanting is offenseless, therefore we speak about Namaparadha. And Bhaktivinoda Thakura says, chant offenseless name, and then all your impediments and the path of devotion will be finished. No more impediments. Pure name means Krishna. You understand? You get Krishna. Then your human birth, really achieved human birth, will become successful. You understand? And Bhaktivinoda Thakur here says, Loi namer balai re. Balai means all obstacles. You understand? If the chanting will be pure, offenseless, then no more obstacles. You understand? No more obstacles. You will get Krishna prema, develop Krishna prema, you will get Krishna. If there is Krishna, there is obstacle. Any obstacle come, Krishna is there, and everything will be destroyed. You follow? And if someone gets Krishna, no more material desire. No more material desire. But this is Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj has had material desire, isn't it? Dhruva Maharaj has material desire. So he underwent very severe austerity and penance. Under the instruction of his guru, Narada Muni, he did sadhana. You understand? He did sadhana. And within 6 months, Lord Vishnu appeared before him. You understand? Within 6 months, so severe austerity and sadhana he did. And Lord Vishnu became pleased with his sadhana and he appeared. When he appeared, he asked Dhruva Maharaj to ask for the boon. What boon you ask? You understand? It will grant it to you. And Dhruva Maharaj left home. He had the desire how to sit on the throne of his father, Uttanapada. Isn't it? That's material desire. Uttanapada had two wives, Suruchi and Suniti. Suniti's son was Dhruva, and Suruchi's son was Uttama. Uttanapada was liking more Suruchi, not Suniti, isn't it? And when Dhruva, 5-year-old boy, went there to sit in the lap of his father was sitting on the throne, and Suruchi's son Uttama was there. So Dhruva went there to sit on the lap of his father, he was denied. His stepmother, Suruchi denied, "No, you can't sit here. You understand? You can't." In the next birth, by the mercy of Lord Narayana, if you take birth in my womb, then you'll get this adhikar. Otherwise, you have no adhikar to sit on the throne. So 5-year-old boy, hearing this, he became very much shocked, insulted. Then he turned crying to his mother, Suniti. Do you understand? And Suniti heard, the Suniti said, "Mother Suruchi said very good thing. If you get the mercy of Lord Narayana, then you will have this adhikar." Then he was very much determined, "I must get Lord Narayana, see him." The determination, strong determination is required. Unless you are determined, how can you get Krishna? 5-year-old boy, Dhruva, his name is Dhruva, means he's determined, "I must get." Yes, strong determination required. "I must go and see that Narayana and get it from him." He asked his mother, Suniti, "Where is Narayana?" Suniti said, "I have heard many great munis, rishis, they go to the forest to do tapasya, to see Narayana or get Narayana. So I must go. I must go to the forest. I must go and I must get Narayana." He's determined. You understand? "Then if I get the mercy of Lord Narayana, then I will have this adhikara, I can sit on the throne of my father." Then I was sitting on the throne, I must sit on his lap. This is material desire he had. That material desire he left home. He left home. Mother said, "You are a 5-year-old boy. You can't go there. Forest means many impediments are there, many obstacles are there, ferocious animals are there. You can't go." "No, I must go. I must go. Whatever may be, must meet Lord Narayana. I definitely will." He didn't listen to anybody. Went out, 5-year-old boy, crying, "Where is lotus eyed Hari? Where is lotus eyed Hari? Where is lotus eyed?" Only just crying. And you understand? Determined. So, Lord Hari or Narayana, who is there in the heart of everybody as for super soul, Paramatma, he knows. Now Dhruva is crying, "Hard to get me, meet me." But how can he meet me? He cannot know direct access. One should come through a guru, bona fide spiritual master. You understand? Without the help of guru, you cannot approach Lord Hari or Narayana or Krishna. No direct access. So Lord Hari is there seated in the heart. He knows, he understands this. Then he made arrangement. So Dhruva met his guru, that is Narada Muni. Then Narada Muni came. This is the arrangement of Hari or Krishna, you'll meet guru. Krishna kripate guru mile, guru kripate Krishna mile. That is our teaching. That mercy of guru, mercy of Krishna will get guru, and mercy of guru will get Krishna. Not direct access. So we don't know who is Guru, who is Sadhu, who is Guru, I have conditioned soul, I have no vision to recognize him. But one thing is that you cannot recognize a Sadguru through your eyes. Recognize him through the ears. Through the ears. Yes. What Sadguru, what says? Sadguru is says about Krishna. Sadhu Sangha hai Krishna Alapana. No other topics are discussed there. Only Krishna Katha. Speaks only pure Krishna Katha is Sadhguru, who is always Krishna, self person, Krishna conscious. This is the only means you can recognize him through hearing. Yes, not through the eyes. No, you'll be deceived by that. And by the mercy of Krishna, then he can meet. That's Krishna's arrangement. That is Krishna's arrangement, that's perfect arrangement. That you can meet the bona fide sadhu and guru. You understand? Two arrangements are there, Krishna's arrangement, Maya's arrangement also. Who is serious, determined like Dhruva, in his heart nothing else, is crying for lotus eyed Hari. Where is the lotus eyed Hari? How can I meet him? Yes. And Lord Hari knows it. So he makes arrangement. How can he meet him, get me without the help of Guru? So he makes arrangement to meet Guru. So Dhruva met Guru. Narada Muni, who is bona fide Guru. You understand? This is the process. So Narada Muni came, Narada Muni, Guru also tests. Guru has test, Krishna has test. Really? You have come here to get Krishna or you have other desires? Material desire. Do you understand? How many have come for Krishna, to get Krishna? That test is there. Yes, definitely. How many have come for Krishna? Many have come to fulfill their desires also, yes. And Krishna fulfills the desires. Yes. Who will fulfill the desire? Krishna. He is the ultimate sanctioning authority, isn't it? Krishna nama chintamani anadi chinmaya. De Krishna se nama egatattva hai. Her nama chintamani says, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Krishna nama chintamani anadi chinmaya. De Krishna se nama egatattva hai. Krishna, name of Krishna is not different from Krishna. Name is Krishna, yes. Abhinata nama nami no. There is no difference between nama and nami. Name of Krishna and Krishna himself. Eka tattva, isn't it? Same tattva, nam tattva and nami tattva. But chintamani, Krishna nam chintamani. Name fulfills all the desires also. Chintamani, whatever desire you have, holy name will fulfill it. Yes. Those are so many material desires. Sakama bhakta, isn't it? This morning we are discussing four kumaras, they have no desires, no material desires. You understand? In order to preach the science of devotion, such they wonder, you are in the material universe and go to spiritual sky also. Only for preaching purpose. No other desire they have. But nama chintamani Krishna. Krishna nama chintamani. Name of Krishna fulfills all desire, whatever desire one has. Sagam bhakta was many material desire, name will fulfill all your material desire. Yes, definitely. Mukti kami, mokhya kami, one has desire for material liberation, name will also fulfill. If you attain namabhava stage, you will get mukti. Ajamila got mukti, great sinful person. He attained namabhava stage, he got mukti. Salokya mukti went to Vaikuntha lok. Namabhas, Sankirtya Namabhas. He didn't utter Narayana, didn't call Narayana, rather he called his son whose name was Narayana. He Sankirtya, pointing out his son, he uttered name of Narayana at the time of death, isn't it? So soon as he uttered name of Narayana, four Vishnu Dutas appeared. Appeared to that, three Jamadutas had appeared to take him to Jamal Abhar. Fires looking, very fearful looking. Jamadutas, messengers of Jamadutas. He was going to die at the age of 88. 88. And you are such a lusty person, so lusty, lusty desires in him, kama, in his heart. Adamila, he was born in a Brahmin family. His father was a Brahmin Pandit. During boyhood days, he was studying Vedas also, you understand? Only he had one Sukruti. During those days, he was studying Vedas, he had met some sadhus. He had some sadhu sangha. That Sukruti he had. But when he grew up and became a young man, so he became addicted to prostitutes. You understand? So he gave up his Brahmin wife, gave up his parents, everything. Very much addicted to prostitutes. So much was the desire he had. And committed all sorts of sinful activities. You understand? Through body, mind and speech. All sorts of sinful activities committed. Unlimited. Minister of Jamaraj is Chitragupta, isn't it? Who prepares Panji book for everybody. What one is doing? He notes down. Do you understand? When you go to Jamadhabar, your book will be opened. What he has done? This thing, that thing, that thing, that thing. So Jamaraj will give decision. What hell he will put? How many years? What punishment, then what birth he will get next. It's all decided there, no? Chitragupta had prepared a very big book, biggest book for Ajamila. So many sinful activities he had committed. So going to die, 88 years, do you understand? Age of 88. But he had produced a son, his youngest son, his name was Narayana, he was 5 years old then. That means at the age of 83, he had produced son. Such a lusty person. Age of 83, such a old man, produced a son, you see. Such lusty, lusty desires. Ananta kamana hrudi majhe mora. Therefore, unlimited desires are, so many lusty desires I have. So, the youngest son means there's so much love and affection for the youngest son, last one. So he called out when fearful looking, Jamadutas came, three Jamadutas came. Fearful looking, three Jamadutas came, firstly. Seeing them, he became very much frightened. Yes. So after fear, he called his youngest son Narayana. Oh Narayana, where you are, come to my side. He didn't call directly Lord Narayana, but called the name of his son Narayana. His name was Narayana. And he got Namabhastes. Yes. You understand? Namabale Papa Buddhi. There is one offense, Namaparat. Committing sinful activities, the strength of chanting holy name. Namabale Papa Buddhi. But that aparadh he didn't commit. He didn't utter the name of Narayana to destroy his sinful reactions, no. He called his son, do you understand? So he didn't commit that aparadh. Therefore he attained Namavashtes. As soon as after Narayana, four Vishnu Dutas came. 400 form, just looking like Vishnu, same form, club in their hand. Then they drop out these Jamadutas because all his sinful reactions are destroyed. No more sinful reactions. You understand? So Jamadutas cannot take him to the abode of Jama. You understand? There is a question, why three Jamadutas were there and why four Vishnudutas were there? Why three Jamadutas came and why four Vishnudutas came? Why?
three Yamadutas because he had committed sinful activities in his
yes.
body, mind, and speech.
Yes. Then four Vishnudutas. Huh? Oh, yeah, Mataji knows. He had committed sinful activities through body, mind, and speech. Therefore, three Yamadutas came. And they uttered the name of the Lord consisting of four letters, Narayana. Therefore, four Vishnudutas appeared. You understand? That is the fact, yes. So this is that. If you get namastes, then you will get mukti. Then one was mukti kamana, desire for liberation, the name can give. Yes. If you get namastes, you will get mukti. One was many, many material desires, the name can also fulfill your desires. Nama chintamani, Krishna. You understand? Huh? Krishna nam chintamani anadi chinmaya jai nam sei Krishna ek tattva hai. Who is a sakam bhakta, a devotee, but he has many material desires. But chanting Hare Krishna, the name will fulfill all his material desires. Dharma, artha, kama, mokya. Do you understand? If your chanting is offensive, not pure, and who chants pure name? Who is free from all these desires? Bhoga mukhya bansa dhari hari naam gaide. Do you understand? But no desire for material enjoyment, no desire for material liberation, how to get Krishna only? Only he can chant pure name, isn't it? Anya abhyasta sunyam jnana karmadi anabhrutam anukullina Krishna anusiranam bhakti rutama. Isn't it? Bhakti rasamsa sindhu. Rupa Goswami says, no desire for material liberation. Jnana karmadi anabhrutam. Jnani has desire for liberation. And the karmi has desire for material enjoyment. But one is free from these two types of desire for material enjoyment, desire for material liberation. Only bhavatad bhakti rahi tukitvi. Only he has desire how to serve the lotus feet of Krishna and give him all enjoyment and pleasure. Only he can chant pure name. And nobody can chant pure name. You understand? Then your chanting may be offensive chanting, or namabhas. Do you understand? Do you follow? Namaparad or namabhas. Sometimes you may chant namabhas. And Jamila got namabhas taste and he got mukti. The name, only name will fulfill all your material desires. Dharma, artha, kama. Offensive chanting. So chanting offensive. And it will fulfill all dharma, artha, kama, so-called religiosity, economic development, and kama, fulfilling all your material desires. And you are committing namaparad, so as a result, you'll go to hell. Yes, you'll get that result, because you are committing namaparad. Muktigami, mokhyagami, who has no desire for material enjoyment, how to get mukti? How to get namavastes, name will give you mukti. Do you understand? So name will fulfill all your desires. But niskama bhakta, was no desire for material enjoyment, no desire for material liberation, what name will give him? Name will give him Krishna prema. Do you understand? His chanting is pure. He never commits namaparad. Do you understand? Chanting is pure, so he'll get Krishna, prema will get Krishna. Therefore, name fulfills all the desires. What is your desire? Understand? Nama chintamani Krishna. Krishna nama chintamani anadi chinma jai nama si Krishna ek tattva hai. The same tattva your nama chintamani says. The Dhruva had material desire. So Narada Muni came, that Lord Hari's arrangement. Guru tests. Narada Muni said, you are a 5-year-old boy. You cannot do sadhana, you cannot do tapasya, many, many. Great, great munis, rishis for 1,000 years are doing, couldn't get it. You understand? You are a 5-year-old boy, your business. Playing. You want to play, huh? Isn't it? And you have this desire to sit on the throne of your father, isn't it? For this. And when you are denied, you have come here, huh? To the forest. Isn't it? All right, come with me. This, he said, huh? But he is so determined, no, I don't want to listen to this. I want that Narayana only. I want to meet that Narayana, get it from him. He is so determined, he didn't listen. If you know about him, tell me, otherwise you go out. I don't want to listen to you. What to speak of? He developed the desire. What to speak of sitting the throne of my father? I want such a position. My father has not gotten, grandfather has not gotten, and great-grandfather has not gotten. I want superior position than that. His father was Uttanapada. Huh? Uttanapada's father, his grandfather is Manu. Manu's father is Brahma. Huh? His great-grandfather is Brahma. Then he developed that desire, what to speak of my father? My grandfather has not gotten, my great-grandfather has not gotten superior position than that. That means he wanted a position superior to the position of Brahma. That desire he cherished. And it is also granted. Yes, it is also granted. Whatever desire. So Narada Muni heard this thing. He understood, oh, Dhruva is determined, never listen to anything, only want Narayana. Then he gave his mantra, on Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This mantra he gave him, he chant, and he also said, this is all in Bhagavatam, go to Madhubana, sit there, meditate on this. Do this sadhana like this. He gave all instructions Guru gave, and Dhruva followed it as it is, very strictly, and did sadhana. You understand? So within 6 months, Lord Narayana appeared. Narada Muni had given him the description of the form of Lord Narayana Vishnu, from toe to top, head. Meditate on this form. You are meditating on that form. When Narayana appeared, he opened his eyes, he saw that form. Oh yes, this is, my Guru has said, this is the form of Narayana. Lord Narayana has appeared. Immediately he recognized. Then by the obeisance of him, he wanted to offer some prayer, but he didn't know what prayers. 5-year-old boy had not gotten to any school, no education at all. He didn't know. And Narayana understood this thing. Dhruva wants to offer some prayer, but he doesn't know. So he touched the consul on his forehead. Immediately, all Vedic truth revealed to him. Then he offered so much prayer. All Vedic prayers. It's all Bhagavatam, isn't it? Then Lord Hari asked him, I'm very much pleased with you. Whatever boon you ask, you want. But what he says is all desire is fulfilled. Huh? A planet, Dhruva planet was created for him. He has superior position than that of great-grandfather Brahma. Yeah. Complete annihilation, this planet of Brahma is destroyed. But Dhruva planet is not destroyed. Superior to that. Is also everything is fulfilled here. Yeah. But what Dhruva said, Tana Vrasi tapasisthitoyam tam praptavan deva munindra guhyam kacham vichinnan napi divvaratnam swamin krutartha smi varam na jati. He said, "Oh Lord, I had material desire. I have desire of position, thana vilas. But what I found, I got you. Tvam praptavan deva munindra guyam, even great demigods, great, great moonies, rusis, can't have you. But I got you. I have this desire, sthanabhilasi desire of position. Therefore I underwent this severe strait and penance, but as a result I got you. Deva munindra guyam, great demigods could get you. Great, great demigods. And great, great munis, rusis. I got you. Kacham vichinnan api divyaratram swamin kutarthasmi brahma dace. I was just searching at a few pieces of glass, but I got invaluable gem. I was just searching after a few pieces of glass, but I got invaluable gem. Tatta divya ratnam swamin kritarthasmi varuna jaj. I am completely satisfied. No more boon I asked for. All his metal desires gone. Do you understand? No more boon. If you can have Lord Hari, Krishna, no more material desire will be there, finished. This is what he says, this is in Hari Bhakti Sudhodaya, Dhruva's statement. Swamin Krutarthasmi Varuna Dase. I am completely satisfied because I got you, no more. But all his material desires have been fulfilled. But Lord Hari said, no, you have to go back to your father's kingdom and sit on the throne and rule for 36,000 years. Hare Baba, so long years, 36,000 years. Yes, 36,000, but that was first desire and it was fulfilled. Sit there and rule for 36,000 years, then at last with your mother, you'll go, one planet is created for you, it's a Dhruva planet. You'll stay there forever, do bhajan there, go there, my mother. That is superior position than that of his great-grandfather Brahma. That is also fulfilled. Do you understand? All there. But he got all these things, Dhruva was not satisfied. He's not happy at all. Rather he condemned himself, such a rascal, I have this all material desires. This all material desires, I'm such a rascal. 36,000 years, so long years, I'll sit there and rule, and at last I'll go there. He's not happy. If you get Lord Hari or Narayana Krishna, no more material desires. As long as you have not gotten that, then you have not developed strong attachment. Lord Hari or Krishna, this desire for material enjoyment will not leave you. Yes. If you can develop strong attachment to Lord Hari or Krishna, then all this attachment to the objects of sense enjoyment, do you understand? Automatically will leave you. No more attachment. Therefore we are seeing in that song, in the morning, this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur song also. Vishaya rati asaya amar seivata rati ho charani tumar. Oh Lord, I am a materialistic person. I have strong desire, strong attachment towards these objects of sense enjoyment. Please redirect or transform that attachment towards your lotus feet. This is the only prayer. Yes, this is the only prayer we have to offer. It's very strong attachment to the objects of sense enjoyment. I will offer prayer to Lord Hari and Krishna. Please redirect it. That attachment to your lotus feet. If you develop that attachment, very strong attachment to lotus feet of Krishna, then automatically this attachment is gone. Do you understand? As long as you are not developed attachment towards the lotus feet of Krishna, this attachment, very strong attachment you have for this, of the sense will never leave you. It's deep-rooted. It's very deep-rooted. Yes. So, this Srimad Bhagavatam, 5:19:27 verse says, Satyam disati arthita marthita nuna naibarthado jat punarthita jata swam vidhate vadatang anichadam icha pidhanam nijapada pallavam. Yes, read translation.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead fulfills the material desires of a devotee who approaches him with such motives. But he does not bestow benedictions upon the devotee that will cause him to demand more benedictions again.
Yes.
However, the Lord willingly gives the devotee shelter at his own lotus feet, even though such a person does not aspire for it.
Yes.
And that shelter satisfies all of his desires. That is the Supreme Personality's special mercy.
Special mercy. Yes. You understand? You have material desire, therefore say, akama sarva kama va mukhya kama udarati tibrena bhakti yogena jati purusham vara. Akama sarva kama mukhya kama. Some may have many material desires, this is sarva kama. One may have mukhya kama, only desire for liberation, or one may akama, niskama, no desire for material enjoyment, no desire for liberation, only to get Krishna. Now, Hari and Narayana, three types. Akama, sarva kama, ma mukhya kama udarati, tibrena bhakti yogena, jati purusham paraha. If he is intelligent and wise, if he does Krishna bhajan, for the fulfillment of his desire, yes. He is sarva-kama, he has many material desire, but doing bhajan, chanting Hare Krishna, but not asking for the lotus feet of Krishna, only to fulfill his material desires. Krishna fulfills that desire. This example is Dhruva. But Krishna fulfilled his desire, he has material desire, but fulfilled in such a way, he will never ask for the second time. That is the result of Krishna bhajan. Yes, but he is not doing anna devata bhajan. Kami stisi hruta jnana prapadyanti anna devata. Isn't it? Many are there to fulfill their material desires. They worship demigods. Yes, demigods. They can fulfill their material desire for a very short time. You understand? They have such limitations. Do you understand? They can work under their limitations. Do you follow? In Gita, therefore, says, Kami stiti hruta jnana prapadyanti anya devata. Those are materialistic persons, so many material desires they have, they are pure knowledge, they are bereft of pure knowledge, hruta jnana. Therefore, they go to demigods and offer worship to demigods to fulfill their material desires. They never go to Lord Hari or Krishna, who is ultimate sanctioning authority. But one is intelligent, if he is, buddhiman arthe, if he is intelligent, buddhiman arthe jadi vicharagya ho buddhiman arthe jadi chaitanya. Nija kamo lagito ve krusnire bhojo ye bhakti vina kon sadho dite nare phalo bhakti vina kon sadho dite nare phalo so phalo Deva bhakti sutantra prabolo safalo deva bhakti sutantra prabolo ajagolo stano nyayo anyo sadhana ajagolo stano nyayo nyo saro no otoibo hari bhaje buddhiman jano otoibo hari bhaje buddhiman jano Chaitanya Charitamrita madhya lila 24th chapter Chaitanya Charitamrita says buddhiman arthe jodi vicharajna hoy নিজ কাম লাগিও তবে কৃষ্ণের ভজয় ভক্তি বিনা কোন সাধন দিছে না রে ফল সব ফল দেয় ভক্তি স্বতন্ত্র প্রবল অজাগল স্তন ন্যায় অন্য সাধন অতএব হরি ভজে বুদ্ধিমান জানা হ্যাঁ ইউ ফাইন্ড চৈতন্য চরিতামৃত মধ্য লীলা ইয়েস 24th চ্যাপ্টার ইয়েস বুদ্ধিমান অর্থে যদি বিচারজ্ঞ হয় হ্যাঁ নিজ কাম লাগি তবে কৃষ্ণের ভজয়